Last month po kami ay nagpunta ng US for training ng 9 Marks. And few days before ng flight ko, naka-ready na lahat ang gamit ko. Ni-ready na ng asawa ko and lahat ng kailangan ko from documents, mga damit ko, toiletries, and lahat ng kailangan ko pin-repair na ng asawa ko. So I'm thankful sa kanya. Meron siyang isang paulit-ulit na nire-remind sa akin. And every time na sinasabi niya to, parang siyang nagkakaroon ng anxiety attack. Ganito po ang sinasabi niya. Yung bag mo, baka iwan mo kung saan-saan. I'm worried kasi napaka-careless mo sa gamit. Baka mawala mga documents mo, wala ka sa Dubai, maging maingat ka, and so on. Paulit-ulit niya po sinasabi sa akin yan, and even nung hinatid niya na ako sa airport, binanggit niya ulit for the last time, yung bag mo, ingatan mo. Sabi ko lang, don't worry, I will take care of it with a big smile on my face. Pero nung dumating na kami sa US, everything is smooth, nakalabas na kami agad ng airport, and excited for the training, excited to meet new people, excited to makapunta ng White House, excited for maraming bagay na na-excite ako. Hindi ko na po kayo su-suspense. Naiiwan ko po yung bag ko. Naiiwan ko ang bag ko with my passport, IDs, wallet, and cash. So, I can't imagine ano ang magiging reaction ng asawa ko. Kasi wala pa akong 1 hour sa US na wala na agad yung bag ko. Nangyari agad yung kinakatakot niya na paulit-ulit niyang niremind for the last 5 days before ng flight ko. But thank God na ibalik sa akin ng bag. Thanks kay Pastor Alvin dahil talagang tumakbo kami pabalik ng airport kasi malayo na kami. Si Eric, binantayan yung luggage namin. Tumakbo kami ni Pastor. In short time na yun, nagkaroon ako ng matinding takot. Kinabahan ako, and matinding pag-aalala. Inisip ko na po kung paano ako makaka-uwi pabalik ng Dubai. Gaano ako katagal may stuck doon sa US, and gaano katagal kung hindi makikita yung family ko. Ang daming thoughts and worries na gumugulo sa isip ko nung mga oras na yun. Hindi ko alam ang gagawin ko. Di ba ganyan din ang reality sa ating buhay? When we are faced with trials and difficulties, nakukonquer tayo ng fear, anxiety, and worries. Most of the time, hindi natin alam ano ang gagawin natin. Hindi natin alam sino ang tatakbuhan natin. This afternoon, ang passage natin is about trials and difficulties of a man who are dealing with danger, under attack, under great fear, depression, betrayal, guilt. And in the midst of all this, how did he respond? Makikita natin yan sa passage natin in Psalm 3, which is yung binasa ni Joy kanina. Let me give you some contextual background ng passage natin. Psalm 3 is a psalm of lament. Psalm of lament is where the author expresses ang kanyang deep sorrow. Lament are cries of despair, anger, complaints, protests, and doubt. Kung saan madalas nararamdaman ng author na parang malayo ang Diyos sa kanya, or even wonder if God had abandoned him. At ito ay totoo sa bawat isa sa atin. Akala ko po dati ang Psalms ay more on praise and thanksgiving, but hindi po. Lament has the largest number sa Psalms. 1/3 po ng kabuuan ng Psalms ay lament or expression ng deep sorrow. There are 2 types of lament. Ito ay individual lament and community lament. So first line ng Psalm 3, it says, a psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. It is an individual lament written by David at sinulat niya during sa specific na pangyayari ng kanyang buhay. Ito ang isa sa pinakamalungkot na pangyayari sa buhay ni David. Ang background ng Psalm 3 is in the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 13 to 18. A few weeks back, Pastor Alvin preached on Psalm 51. Ito ang repentance ni David sa mga nagawa niyang kasalanan committed against Bathsheba and Uriah, but ultimately committed against God. David repented and God forgave his sins. But the consequences ng kanyang kasalanan will remain, as pronounced by Prophet Nathan sa 2 Samuel chapter 12. At ito ang mga sumunod na pangyayari sa buhay ni David. 2 Samuel chapter 13 to 14, ang panganay na anak ni David na si Amnon raped her half-sister Tamar. Then Absalom murdered his brother Amnon. Then Absalom turned against David at nag-start ng rebellion. 2 Samuel chapter 15, ito ang rebellion ni Absalom. Because of Absalom's charisma, cleverness, at sa kanyang good looks, sabi sa 2 Samuel, he is the most handsome man nung time na yon sa Israel. Absalom stole the hearts of the men of Israel, sabi sa chapter 15, verse 6. And sabi sa verse 12, the conspiracy grew strong and the people with Absalom kept increasing. Absalom and people of Israel proclaimed their new king by themselves, by force, by rebellion against God-appointed king. They disregard the Lord sa ginawa nilang ito. Out of fear sa nangyayaring rebellion, tumakas at umalis ng Jerusalem si David with some of his loyal people. Absalom hunt David. And his desire is to kill his father. Napakatindi ng pinagdadaanan ni David dito. He was in great fear, heartbroken, anxiety, betrayed by his close friends, at ang mga tao na pinaglingkuran niya ay tinalikuran siya. The king who did many good things sa Israel was on the run from his own people. The man after God's own heart ay nasa sitwasyon na kung saan parang siya ay tinalikuran ng Diyos. Overwhelming ang mga nangyayari at nararamdaman ni David dito. In 2 Samuel chapter 15 verse 30, while David is fleeing, ang sabi dito, David went up the ascent of the Mount of Olives, weeping as he went, barefoot and with his head covered. And David wrote this psalm, Psalm chapter 3. Isa lang po ang goal ko today. And it is not to unleash ang inner strength mo when facing trials. Hindi po ito na just look at the bright side of life pagka mayroong pagsubok. Hindi ito self-confidence booster. I don't want you to be confident about yourself. I want you to be confident about your Lord and Savior. Because God alone can deliver you from this fallen world. Again, God alone can deliver you from this fallen world. Which is yan ang main point ko, and I divided it into three headings. Number one, cry out to God, verses 1 to 4. Number two, rest in God, verses 5 to 6. Number three, faith in God, verses 7 to 8. Let's go to point number one. Cry out to God. The background of this psalm gave us ng idea kung ano ang pinagdadaanan ni David. And here, David expresses ang kanyang deep sorrow. Ganun din tayo. During difficult season ng ating buhay, we express our sorrow. But to whom do we express ang ating sorrow? In verse 1 and 2, David expresses his sorrows to the Lord. Let's read verse 1 and 2. O Lord, how many are my foes? Many are rising against me. Many are saying of my soul, there is no salvation for him in God. Selah. Ang eksaktong meaning ng Selah is unknown. Maaring ito ay musical note na idinagdag ng leader ng Israel when they incorporated ng psalms into public worship. Or maybe ito ay to indicate when to lift up their voices or their hands. Kasi Selah seems to come from the Hebrew word salah, meaning to lift up or elevate. Or maybe ito ay suggestion to pause and think about what has just been said. Let's pause and think about verse 1 and 2. Ano ang lament ni David? Ano ang pinagdadaanan niya? David lamented sa mga enemies niya in three statements, and all connected sa repeated word na many. Ito ay enemies, growing opposition, and the verbal abuse or insults from his enemy. It seems ang enemies niya have existed in the past, and they are increasing. Merong development dito from secret rebellion to an open and growing rebellion. Many are rising against David. Ang many enemies dito is his own people. Ang mga Israelites, including his own son, Absalom. We can say, shocked and dismayado si David. He was their king, their leader, God's chosen ruler for them. Now, most of the people had turned against David. And it is not just a rebellion to overthrow him, but to kill him. They want to destroy David and his men. Try to picture out ang nangyayari sa verse 1. His enemies, led by his own son, are increasing. Parang bomba na malapit ng sumabog. And kapag hindi nila na-diffuse ang bomb, it will wipe them out. It will destroy them. David and some of his people ay outnumbered dito. There is a great danger sa buhay ni David. David is running, fleeing for his life. Ano pa ang complaint ni David? Look at verse 2. Many are saying of my soul, there is no salvation for him in God. Many are saying of my soul. My soul. Yun ang sinabi ni David. Here, his enemies are attacking David's inner being. Yung heart niya, yung soul niya, yung faith niya, yung relationship niya sa Panginoon. We can see here na aside from physical threat, meron ding spiritual warfare na nangyayari dito. In 2 Samuel chapter 16, while David is fleeing, madami siya nakakasalubong ng mga tao. And one of the Israelites na si Shimei cursed David and threw stones at him. Ito sinabi sa kanya, get out you man of blood, you worthless man. The Lord has avenged on you. The Lord has given the kingdom into the hand of your son Absalom. See, your evil is on you, David, for you are a man of blood. It seems that people were bringing up ang sin niya kay Bathsheba and Uriah. At sinasabi ng mga kaaway niya na dahil sa kasalanan niya, God abandoned him. Parang ang sinasabi kay David dito is, naalala mo ba si King Saul? He sinned against God and God abandoned him. God handed over Saul to his enemies. And God will do the same to you, David. In our context, ang salvation dito is physical salvation. Deliverance from physical danger. Deliverance sa threat ng mga kaaway niya. Ang sinasabi ng kaaway ni David dito is, pinabayaan ka na ng Diyos dahil sa mga kasalanan mo. God will not save you from our hand. We are going to kill you. This is the rumor na kumakalat sa Israel that David was abandoned by God. They mocked David by saying, there's no salvation for you in God. This is more troubling para kay David. Mas masakit kay David ito. Sabi ni Charles Spurgeon sa komentary niya sa verse 2, and I quote, if all the trials which come from heaven, all the temptations which ascend from hell, and all the crosses which arise from earth could be mixed and pressed together, they would not make a trial so terrible as that which is contained in this verse. It is the most bitter of all afflictions to be led to fear that there is no help for us in God. End quote. Those words of his enemies produce fear sa heart niya. Ito ang gusto ng kaaway. Gusto niya matakot si David. They attack his soul, his faith. They want David to doubt his God. They want David to be destroyed. They want David to abandon his kingdom. In the midst of this tragedy, ano ginawa ni David? David turned to his God. Sa verse 1, O Lord, David took his complaints to God. Nagsumbong si David kay God dito. Friends, it also applies sa ating ngayon. In the midst of difficult season ng ating buhay, turn to God. Don't run away from God in disbelief. Tell God about your tragedy, your difficulties. He listened to His people. So after niya mag-lament kay God, anong ginawa niya? Let's read verse 3 and 4. But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory and the lifter of my head. I cried aloud to the Lord, and He answered me from His holy hill. There is a change of tone here. From a very devastated man to a man with hope. Let's look at verse 3. But you, O Lord. Ang word na but is a word of contrast. Sineseparate nito ang isang bagay from another. Look at the line of separation ng verse 2 from verse 3. You can see na parang nasa magkabilang bakod na sila ngayon. The many, yung enemies niya in verse 1 and 2 on one side, David and God on the other side. David shifted from the many enemies to you, O Lord. Sabi ng enemies niya, there's no salvation for you in God. Sabi ni David, but you, O Lord, are a shield about me. See the contrast? Contrast from his enemies' words against God's words. Look at how David uses ang mga personal pronoun na you, me, my, between sa kanila ni God. Makikita natin that David addressed God confidently. He addressed God as his personal God. Kapag nakita nyo sa Bible, sa English Bible, ang word na Lord, all capital L-O-R-D, hindi po yan typo error. It means Yahweh. It is the covenant name of God for Israel. Sa buong psalm na ito, David personally addressed God as Yahweh. Makikita nyo yan sa verse 1, verse 3, verse 4, verse 5, verse 7, and verse 8. God only uses the name Yahweh to the people who know Him and who are in covenant with Him. And in contrast sa verse 2, ang ginamit ni David na sinabi ng kanyang mga kaaway is the Hebrew word na Elohim for God. Ito ay ang common or general name for God. His enemies do not understand the faithfulness of God, pero si David knows his Lord personally. His confidence is in his Lord. How did David encourage himself? By reminding himself who God is. He remembered what God has done in the past. And that was David's confidence, so verse 3 and 4. David was certain sa promises ni God that were confirmed in the covenant na nakita natin last week sa Psalm 2, verses 6 to 9. In the midst of great trials, David reminded himself who God is and what He has done. Who is the Lord according to David? Sabi niya, verse 3, the Lord is His shield. Ito ay hindi prayer asking God to protect him. This is a strong declaration of who God is. He is speaking sa military context dito. He knows na he is in a war, and the one who protects him is God alone. Hindi ang kanyang army, hindi ang kanyang strength, hindi ang kanyang skills, but God is his shield. Shield about me is, it is an expression of great security from the Lord. David places himself under the protection ng great king. Ano pa sinabi niya? The Lord is my glory. Si David ay nawala ng lahat ng glory as king. Tumataka si David for his life. He lost his kingdom, lost respect from his people. He lost his family. He lost everything. But here, David recognizes na the only glory that matters ay ang glory ng Panginoon. David's glory is from God and in God alone. Tayo, we find glory sa maraming bagay. Fame, power, status ng buhay, possessions. We boast our wealth, position, achievements. We try to find security outside God. We try to find joy outside God. We try to find our identity outside God. Friends, life is a vapor. Lahat yan ay temporary lang compare sa glory ng Panginoon. Kapag ba nawala ang lahat sa'yo, you can sing, "It is well with my soul." Put your hope and confidence to God and not on the things of this world. David lost everything, but for David, the glory that matters is the Lord is his God. That the Lord is with him. Ano pang sinabi niya? The lifter of my head. In 2 Samuel 15:30, David fled Jerusalem, weeping, barefoot, and with his head covered. David was so devastated. He was in tears, head covered and bowed down because of despair, guilt, pain, discouragement, and shame. But David hoped in the Lord, the lifter of his head. Nung unang panahon, ang hari ay ang judge. Ang mga tao na may case sa court ng judge would bow down before the king as he judged their case. If the king's judgment is against the man, ipapatong niya ang paa niya sa leeg ng taong ito to express ang kanyang condemnation. But if the king's judgment favors the man, the king would lift up his head. Ganito ang sinasabi ni David dito. I have presented my case sa Panginoon. And I'm confident, my confidence is in God. It's in His character. Kapag dininig niya ang kaso ko, He will lift up my head. Yan ang gagawin ng Panginoon sa mga tao who put their trust in Him. He will lift your head up. Trust in Him. Friends, makikita natin dito how important it is to know your God. Know God's words. 2 weeks back, narinig natin sa preaching ni Jason Barros how Jesus countered yung temptation ni Satan. Jesus used the scripture. Here, David encouraged himself with the truth about God. Ito din ang kailangan natin. Know your God. Know His words. Meditate on God's words day and night. David finds hope as he contemplates sa character ni God. And that hope leads him to cry aloud to the Lord. Look at verse 4. I cried aloud to the Lord, and He answered me from His holy hill. David cried aloud to the Lord. Ito ay expression ng confidence and reliance niya to the Lord who heard the prayer of His people. His enemies were screaming on his head, "There's no salvation for you in God." David didn't pretend na he was strong. Hindi siya nag-self-pity. David is weak. Hindi siya simbolo ng strong person dito. He cries out to God in prayer. Ang warrior na si David is dependent on God. He cried aloud to his Lord. And the Lord answered him from his holy hill. Holy hill or Mount Zion refers to Jerusalem. It is the place where God installed yung Ark of the Covenant, and dito din in-establish ni God si David as king. Napag-aralan natin yan last week sa Psalm 2 verse 6. Ark of the Covenant represents the presence of God. Though si David separated physically from the Ark of the Covenant or the presence of God, ang separation ay hindi naging hindrance sa kanyang prayers. God is always present to His people. And God listened to their prayers. Friends, God is present sa pinagdadaanan mo right now. Though Absalom sits as king in Jerusalem, David knows that God is the one who sits in the holy hill. as the sovereign king. Si God pa din ang nagru-rule over all and not Absalom. And he is confident that God would hear him and help him. Because God is faithful sa kanyang covenant with David. Friends, maybe you are not in the same situation ni David. I'm not sure what is going on sa life mo. Maybe nawalan ka ng trabaho. Or maybe you're in a difficult marriage right now. Or maybe you have a rebellious children. Maybe meron kang karamdaman, a long-term serious illness. Maybe you're being abused. Maybe you're being bullied sa school. Maybe you're suffering with depression. Or maybe you are in fear for unknown reason. Whatever your situation is, know that God is in charge at hindi ang enemy. David gave us a simple way to face ang lahat ng ito. All we have to do is simply ask for help. God wants us to be dependent on Him. Get down on your knees and say to God, Lord, I am helpless. Lord, help me. Ito ang gusto ng Diyos sa atin. Friends, do you cry out to God when you are in the midst ng difficult season ng life mo? When was the last time you asked God for help? Di ba dapat ginagawa natin yan? The moment we open our eyes sa bawat umaga. Friends, we are breathing because God allows us to breathe. It is foolishness to think and act na we can go through the day without God's help. Who think na you can fight for survival on your own? That's foolishness. Cry out to God in prayer because He hears those people who cry and humble themselves before God. He is the only one who can truly protect you and answer your prayer. Don't rest on your circumstances. Rather than worrying, thinking, anxiety, just simply cry out to the Lord in humility. Cry out to God who answers prayers and rest in Him. And that leads to my second point. Rest in God. Look at verses 5 to 6. I lay down and slept. I woke again, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of many thousands of people who have set themselves against me all around. One of the questions ko sa verse 4 is, ano ang eksaktong sagot ni God kay David? Most of us, when we are in difficult situation ng ating buhay, we want immediate answer from God. We want tangible answer. We want reversal ng situation natin. We want to twist God's hand. We want God to answer our prayer the way we want it. Kinukonsume tayo ng ating anxiety, worries, fears, and ayaw na nating matulog. We are restless kapag may situation sa buhay natin. But look how God answers David's prayer. David lie down and slept and wake up again and remove his fear. Hindi ibig sabihin nito, wala siyang dapat ikatakot. Hindi nagbago ang situation ni David. Surrounded pa din si David ng enemies niya na gustong pumatay sa kanya. Hindi inalis ng Diyos ang mga kaaway niya. Hindi inalis ng Diyos ang problema niya. God instilled peace and removed fear sa heart niya. Dahil kilala niya ang Diyos niya and knows what his God had done for him in the past. Hindi na yan ni David ang fear, worries, disbelief ang magdictate ng response niya. David was able to lay down and sleep. Hindi siya natulog ng isang mata lang ang nakapikit and isang mata ay nagbabantay the whole night sa pagdating ng kaaway. Ang tulog na to ay hindi to intermittent sleep or mababaw na tulog. Ito ay total rest. Ang isang good example is si Peter sa Acts 12. ito yung kapapatay lang kay James, and then si Peter na ang susunod patayin. Then the night before his execution, dumating yung angel of the Lord to rescue him. Pero si Peter ay tulog na tulog. Between sa prison ka, natutulog si Peter. Maybe naghihilik si Peter dito. Sabi sa verse 7, the angel struck Peter on the side and woke him up. Talagang tinapik pa siya. Imagine in just few hours, papatay na si Peter, pero tulog na tulog siya. Tayo, pag may problema, ang babaw ng tulog natin. Or hindi tayo makatulog. Rest in God, mga kapatid. He will sustain you. Sabi ni John Piper, sleep is a daily reminder from God that we are not God. Sleep is a parable that God is God and we are mere men. Sleep is like a broken record that comes around with the same message every day. Man is not sovereign. God wants to be trusted as the great worker who never tires and never sleeps. Rest in God, mga kapatid. David shows na ang peaceful na pagtulog niya ay act of trust and sign of humility. Friends, ano ang hindi nagpapatulog sa inyo ngayon? What makes you restless? How do you respond when you are in the midst of difficulties? Do you trust and rest in God? Meron ka bang kapayapaan sa puso mo ngayon? Maybe you are here at may mabigat kang pinagdadaanan. Madami kang worries, anxiety, fears, restless ka ngayon. I encourage you, stop acting like you are in control. You are not. Find rest in God who sustains you. Mga kapatid, in the midst of trials and difficulties, remember who God is and what He has done to you. I-apply mo ang theology mo. Know your God and sleep well. Rest in Him. He knows your pain. God hears your cry. He knows exactly anong nararamdaman mo. Trust His sovereignty sa situation mo. Trust God na whatever situation na inaharap mo ngayon, God perfectly ordained it for your good. Sabi sa Romans 8, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, those who have been called according to His purpose. God allowed those things na mangyari kay David, pero pwede naman pigilan agad ni God ang rebellion. But God allowed rebellion so that David would turn to Him. So that David would remember his Lord. So that David would cry out to his Lord. So that David would recognize that it is the Lord that helped. It was as if God said to him, Job, I am your answer. Job was not asked to trust a plan, but a person. A personal God who is sovereign, wise, and good. It was as if God said to Job, learn who I am. When you know me, you know enough to handle anything. End quote. That is what God wants from you and me. Trust a personal God who is sovereign, wise, and good. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Friends, if you are not a Christian, wala kang personal relationship sa Panginoon, you're gonna be restless and will stay restless and in fear sa buong buhay mo. Ultimate peace and ultimate rest can be found in Jesus Christ alone. Repent from your sin, admit to God na lubog ka sa kasalanan mo and you cannot do anything about it. Cry out to God in repentance and faith in Christ. Find rest in Him. The Bible says, those who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Jesus said, come to me and I will give you rest. God will hear you cry. He will save you. He will give you rest. Turn to Christ now. Friends, if you want to know more about the gospel, about Christ, we are more than happy to sit and talk to you. After God gave him ng good night's sleep, the overwhelmed David ay naging very confident. David plead to the Lord for total victory and deliverance. And that leads to my third and last point. Faith in God, verse 7 and 8. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for you strike all my enemies on the cheek. You break the teeth of the wicked. Ito ay war cry, giving his fight to his Lord, asking God to take the charge. Ito ay same language na ginamit ni Moses nung nilid niya ang Israelites through the wilderness. Sabi sa Numbers 10:35, "And whenever the ark set out, Moses said, 'Arise, O Lord, and let your enemies be scattered, and let those who hate you flee before you.'" Ito ay prayer with strong confidence that the Lord would fight their battles. Ito ang confidence ni David dito, that the Lord would fight his battle. Mapapansin nyo, verse 7 is in contrast sa verse 1 and 2. The Lord's rising ay in contrast sa the many who are rising against David. And in verse 2, his enemies concluded that there is no salvation for David in God. And in contrast, David pleaded, "Save me, O my God." David uses the same name of God, Elohim, used by his enemies in verse 2, but in a personal way. My God. Which is ang sabi sa commentary, David meant it as my Father. David pleaded with confidence based on his personal relationship with the Lord. Let's continue sa verse 7. "For you strike all my enemies on the cheek. You break the teeth of the wicked." Parang medyo harsh yung prayer. Siguro ganito tayo mag-prayer, no? Talagang i-destroy mo tong kahaway kong to. Parang contradicting sa utos ni Lord Jesus na love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you sa Matthew 5. David's prayer here is not a prayer of vengeance or paghihiganti. David is praying for justice and righteousness dito. His enemies arrogantly rebelled against God's appointed king. Rebellion against God's anointed is rebellion against God. His enemies blaspheme against sa character ni God. His enemies disregard ang Panginoon sa mga actions nila. David is praying that God's will ang maghari. It's like the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6. "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Iyan ang prayer ni David. Strike on the cheek. Ano po ba ito? Ito ay expression of humiliation. To shame his enemies for their arrogance and blasphemy against the character ni God. Yung time na yun, inislap ka, yun ang shame, to shame their enemies because they're so proud sa sarili nila. They are rising, they are increasing, and they are so proud that they are rebelling against God's anointed. Break the teeth. Ito yung metaphor na break the teeth ay kagaya ng sa wild beasts or animals na yung strength and power nila ay nasa kanilang teeth. Na sasakmaling ka. Na, but when you break their teeth, wala na silang power. Ito yung sinasabi ni David dito. Humble them. They're so proud. They're rebelling against you, O God. This gives us hope that regardless kung sino or anuman ang enemies natin, God will be victorious. David looked back sa past na ginawa ni God sa kanya, and he trusts God's power and sovereignty to deliver him total victory from his enemies. Bakit ganito na lang ang confidence ni David? Why was he so sure that God would save him? Why did God answer his prayer? Why did God give him peace? Remember, all this mess sa buhay ni David was because of sin. Hindi ito persecution because he is righteous and he is faithful to God. Ito ay bunga ng kasalanan ni David. Why God save him? Anong reason? Makikita natin na it's not about David's righteousness is not about David's good works or right standing before God. Ano ang assurance ni David dito? Hindi ito kagaya ni Paul and other apostles na persecuted and killed because of the gospel. David sinned against Bathsheba, sinned against Uriah, sinned against the people of Israel, sinned against his family, sinned against God. Ang lahat ng nangyayari, lahat ng nangyayaring ito ay consequences ng mga kasalanan niya. Nung nirape ni Amnon si Tamar, walang ginawa si David. Nung pinatay ni Absalom ang kapatid niyang si Amnon, David didn't serve justice. I think dito tayo mas nakaka-relate. We are suffering, we are facing ng mga difficulties ng buhay because of our sin. We can relate more on David than Paul. It is not because we are righteous kaya tayo nakaka-experience ng mga difficulties. And in general, ang lahat ng nangyayaring tragedy, troubles, hatred, disaster, war, betrayal, evil things, wicked people, name it. Iisa lang ang root cause niyan. Ito ay ang sin. Sin separates us from God. Just how Adam and Eve was separated from God in the garden. Then, paano at bakit inililigtas ng Diyos si David if he is a sinner? God's creation was so good, sabi sa Genesis 1:31. But when sin enters, in Genesis 3, that's all where it started. Hatred, murder, rebellion, wickedness. We are now in the fallen world. But thank God, He didn't leave us without hope. In the same chapter, Genesis 3, verse 15, God promised someone will come to destroy the work of the devil, to destroy the devil himself. God promised a Savior to save His people and make all things right. Ire-restore ang just like the garden. It was so good. Creation will be very good again because of this promise na someone to destroy. And yan ang assurance ni David. Yan ang hope mo and yan ang hope ko. A Savior who can truly deliver and reconcile sinners to God. Let's read verse 8. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessings be on your people. Ito ang hope and confidence ni David. He put his faith in the Lord that saves. He put his faith in God's promises. Trust God's ability and God's character. Si David, medyo matanda na siya rito. Mga 10 to 12 years na lang ang buhay niya rito. Mamamatay na siya sa pangyayaring ito. He had experienced so many battles. And he knows that it was the Lord who delivered him from all those battles na pinagdaanan niya. Remember, battle niya kay Goliath? He battled Goliath and sinabi niya, the Lord is with him. The Lord will deliver you sa akin. That's how confident David is. Yun ang mga naalala ni David. God's faithfulness sa kanya. His assurance of salvation or deliverance was because of who God is and not because kung sino si David. Salvation was found in God. Hindi sa mga sundalo niya, not in his battle gear or yung swords niya, not in his skills. Salvation belongs to the Lord. God saved because He is Savior. That's who God is. Sa verse 8 na yan, yung word na salvation, makikita niya, if you, ano yung Hebrew, ang ibig sabihin niya na Yeshua. Yeshua is yung name ni Jesus. God saves. Ito pa ang isang confidence ni David. So yung una, God's character because God is Savior. Yan ang hope ni David. Kaya ganun ang assurance niya. And pangalawa, tingnan natin, let's continue sa last part ng verse 8. Your blessing be on your people. Ito ang pangalawang hope niya. Ito, dito niya nilagay ang faith niya. Sinabi ko kanina na Yahweh is the covenant name of God for Israel. Yahweh is faithful sa promises niya to His people. From the patriarchs pa, from Abraham, yun ang faithfulness niya. God fulfill yung mga pangako niya sa kanyang chosen people. God saved and blessed His people because of God's faithfulness and not the other way around. It is God's faithfulness, not His people's faithfulness. That's where David put his hope and confidence. We can see all the character dito. David, Israelites, Absalom, Amnon, all the mess na nangyari sa bawat isa sa kanila was because of their sin. There is no hope for all sinners apart from God. Praise God that the deliverance belongs to the Lord. Mga kapatid, trials and tragedy are universal sa buhay ng tao. God didn't promise na hindi ka makaka-experience ng difficult season sa buhay mo. But what God promises is that He will be with you through the trials. He will lift your head up. He will give you joy and peace in Christ habang dinadaanan mo ang pagsubok na ito. Turn to Him. Bring your lament to God. Cry out to Him. He hears your prayer. Rest to the one who truly sustains you. Trust in God for your deliverance. Let God be God sa buhay mo. Mga kapatid, to all of us who have come to Christ in faith and trusted in Him alone for salvation, anuman ang situation mo ngayon, we can come to Him. And know that God is our shield and glory, and God will lift our head. Friends, hindi lang deliverance sa difficulties ng buhay ang kailangan natin. Merong greater deliverance that you and I desperately need. Greater than sa deliverance ng anumang pagsubok na kakaharapin mo. Ito ay deliverance from your sin. Ito ang greatest enemy natin. Sin separated us from God. And if you think your sin ay too much for God to forgive you, at tingin mo na God will not save you because of your sin, friends, there is hope. There is a man, ang pangako sa Genesis 3:15, who will destroy the work of the devil and the devil himself. A greater David, who also suffered betrayal from his friends and his own people. He was mocked. He took the consequences ng sin ni David, ng sin mo, at ng sin ko. God became man and dwelt among us, Jesus Christ. He lived a perfect life that we cannot live. He died on the cross that we deserve. And on the third day, He rose from the dead. He defeated our greatest enemy, sin, death, and Satan. Jesus strike our enemy on the cheek. Jesus break their teeth. Now the enemy has no power and hold on God's people. Oh death, where is your victory? Oh death, where is your sting? Rejoice, people of God. Friends, if you are not a Christian, I plead to you. I beg you. Please consider mo ang narinig mo ngayon. Without Christ sa buhay mo, you are going to be miserable and restless in this life and life to come. Turn to Christ. Tell God about your sin. Cry out to God for forgiveness of your sin and put your faith in Christ for your salvation. He will give you rest. He will give you victory. Salvation belongs to the Lord, not on your own good works, not on your own righteousness, not on your church attendance, not on your head knowledge. Sa Scripture, salvation belongs to the Lord. Salvation belongs to Christ alone. Acts 4:12, and there is salvation in no one else, For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Jesus Christ. Revelation 19:1. After this I heard that seemed to be the loud voice of great multitude in heaven, crying out, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God. Ang lahat ng trials and difficulties na pagdadaanan natin ay temporary lamang. Soon, those of us who put our faith in Christ alone for our salvation, we will joyfully bow before our King of Glory. On that day, He will lift our head up. He will wipe away every tears. There will be no more tears, no more pain, no more betrayal, no more illnesses, no more sin, and no more death. Our forever King Jesus will rule in the holy hill forever. And we will meet Him face to face. But until that day, let the gospel be your hope in this life and life to come. If you are not in Christ, there is no other hope for you. I plead to you, bring your sin to Christ and He will give you His righteousness. Come to Christ in faith, rest in Him, and put your confidence to the one who conquered all of our greatest enemy. Trust the one that can truly save you. Because God alone can deliver you from this fallen world. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. We acknowledge that because of your Son, Jesus, we can now come to you and cry out to you. Thank you that you are a shield to your people. Thank you for your sustaining grace. Nawa ang Psalm 3 ay maging encouragement para sa amin to live our life in reliance sa iyo. Help us to find rest sa inyo. May we always be reminded of your goodness and faithfulness sa amin during the joy and difficulties sa aming buhay. Father, we acknowledge na we are foolish in many ways. We trust ourselves, we put our hopes sa sarili namin. Convict us, O God, and help us to repent. Let the truth of your word ay wasakin ng aming pride, ang self-reliance, ang aming hope sa sarili. Give us humility and honesty to cry out to you every day. Let the gospel free us from fear and enslave us to grace. Help us bilang isang church to put our trust in you and rest in you. For you are the God who will deliver and bless your people. I pray sa mga tao na andito ngayon who have not put their faith to their only hope, Jesus Christ, open their heart and eyes to see their greatest need, to see the greater deliverance that you offer to all people. May they come to Christ in humility and repentance and see that salvation belongs to Christ alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.